The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. Hey, we've got kind of a special edition this morning. We got this thing going on over across the pond, as they say, and there's rumored to be a fantastic football game there today. Ted, have you heard about that?
Oh, I believe I have.
Yeah.
All these people from here traveling over there and the whole bit, just keeping the allegiance going over there in Europe. I heard a big thing coming in here today about how popular the German 12s are becoming over there, and he says, Pete Carroll says that they're coming from everywhere, and he's really, really, really pleased to see the support over there.
Yeah, so I think the big anticipation is defending that fellow that used to be on our team, Marshawn. So
yeah,
that's going to be an interesting game. And our regular program schedule is being a little diverted. So we're on KTTH today. So, folks, you have us all to yourself.
Imagine that.
So take advantage of that. They're going to talk Seahawks and pregame stuff with Dory Monson and his crew over there on England with the pregame and big game today.
That's already started. I was listening to it on the way.
Yeah, it's hot and going. Well, it's been going on all week, probably.
Yeah.
But, folks, I want to turn our attention to a subject that I think is something that all of us really, really, really need to pay more attention to and become more cognizant of it happening, you know, kind of right under our noses. You know, this is elder abuse we want to talk about. And it's so... I think so much of elder abuse is misunderstood, and that misunderstanding just aids and abets in the process of where people are exploited. And, you know, Ted, it was a number of years ago that, you know, this obviously became important to me as a practitioner, because I watch things, you know, just continually erode and more people falling prey to being victimized and abused as we age. And so back in 2011, it seems like forever ago, you know, I posted an article and it was picked up by a number of places. If you'd like to get a copy of this article, you easiest place is go to estateplanning.com and just type in either elder abuse or type in Gregorick and it's going to pop right up. And the article was titled simply Elder Abuse. It can happen to anyone. And I chose that title somewhat in honor of the late Mickey Rooney. And Ted, I'm sure you remember as well as many of us that there were, you know, Mickey Rooney was in fact exploited by a family member. And what was most interesting about what happened, though, after that is that Mickey Rooney went on and he testified to Congress regarding his exploitation. And I'm sure you can find that on YouTube, any of you, if you just type in Mickey Rooney Congressional, and that should come up. And it's a telling story, and it's every bit as accurate today as it was then, as it was 50 years ago. And I hope not 50 years from now, but I fear that, you know, these types of things are going to go on.
Now those guys,
and you
start getting that fifth, sixth game, they keep getting
uh-oh.
Better.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a tough, close game.
I don't doubt that it'll... continue to happen for years and years to come.
Not sure where that little game thing came from.
I think we just had a game excerpt or something slip into us there.
I guess we'll call that bleed.
Yeah,
bled into our thing. So, folks, we're talking about Mickey Rooney and his testimony to Congress. And he said, and I quote, "I felt trapped, scared, used, and frustrated." But what Mickey Rooney really wanted to get out was, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Yep.
And, you know, he was basically exploited of all of his finances, and he just felt ashamed, embarrassed, humiliated, afraid. And in some cases, the abused actually will defend the abuser because of these fears. And this is what really gives it some sinister aspect. And, Ted, you've worked on cases like this.
I work on these kind of cases all the time. They all kind of have a common thread, too. And that common thread, generally speaking, is isolation in one way, shape, or form. And that gives the abuser the platform from which they perpetrate these acts on people. Sometimes that person can be a family member. Sometimes it's a caregiver. But the majority of this stuff, I would say probably 90% of this stuff, Rick, is coming from family members. Not from outsiders. Not from outsiders.
You bet. You know, and you know, the victims of elder abuse, very often it's from someone very close, as we said, and someone who's helping provide care. And the victim is afraid that if the abuser is reported, that they'll be placed in a nursing home. And to most of us, that's tantamount to being incarcerated, I suppose. The fear of going to a nursing home is, in fact, it may be greater than going to prison.
Well, yeah, and particularly if this is permanently planted in your mind day after day after day, right, by these people that kind of have you in this psychological stranglehold, and they do what they can to get you to relinquish control over your assets, or perhaps in some cases they don't even ask and they assume your identity and do things like this with older adults. And I've seen many, many people take out credit cards in the name of an aging adult, and they get these large credit lines, and then all of a sudden they default on the payments, and all of a sudden we've got this default this poor vulnerable adult has suffered.
It really is, and we focus, you know, a lot on this program regarding financial exploitation, but I just want to give an overview today on all of the types, and then I want to key in on something that is terribly frightening. And can you believe that elder abuse is probably going to get worse, not better? And if you go to our blog site on our website, if you go to rjglegal.com, or you can go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and click through to our blogs and look at the most recent blog I posted on the 12th of last week. And it's titled, Can You Believe Elder Abuse Will Get Worse? And we're going to talk about that a little bit as we go through this show, because it is unbelievable what is going on and the potential for financial abuse as we move forward. But in kind of setting the backdrop for elder abuse of, you know, and vulnerable adults, you know, it really, Ted, as we know, folks, it takes many different situations, takes many forms involving various schemes of intimidation and threats, you know, oftentimes involving neglect, people involved in just financial chicanery, trying to do some things. But let's just go through the most common types of elder abuse. And folks, if you'd love to add into the show or talk about it, or maybe some experiences you've had, or maybe you've had a loved one exploited,
or
and what
concerned
happens
about someone that you think is potentially being.
Hey, that's abused. Maybe the most important
thing. That's the big
thing.
One, and we'd like to hear from you. But these all kind of have a, they have kind of a commonality, like I said earlier, about them. And the types of elder abuse can be manifold. One is physical abuse, and that kind of speaks for itself. And that's just what it sounds like. That's either restraining somebody or physically hurting them in the traditional sense. The other one that's a real big one, Rick, is emotional abuse. And this is the what we were just talking about earlier. It's, you know, threats to keep the person isolated, belittling them, causing, you know, mental anguish where it's not required. And one of the other areas, of course.
Hey, you know what? Before I go any farther, I said I was going to give the phone number out.
Ah.
And I know this is so exciting to, or important, I shouldn't say exciting.
I think that's probably
so
be a good idea if they're going to call us.
So we're going to call us. The number is 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. For all of our wonderful KTTH listeners this morning, give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind in this area. And if you have a concern, and I want to give you another important phone number. If you have an inkling, a suspicion that there might be, just might be, you can call 1-800-END-HARM. 1-800-END-HARM. That'll get you right through to the Adult Protective Services down at DSHS. And by and large, these folks do a pretty good job with untenable situations. You know, we're like many of these, you know, state agencies, they're undermanned relative to the amount of work that they have to do, but they do more often than not, I've been impressed at what they do. Do they make mistakes? Sure. But let's focus on the good. And if you just suspect that, 1-800-END-HARM, and they'll help you out. You can certainly always call us at the law firm, but for emergencies or closer things like that, 1-800-END-HARM. If you really think someone's in, you know, severe, immediate harm, folks, that's a 911. And you get 911, and I would follow that 911 call up with a call to DSHS at 1-800-END-HARM. But so, you know, Ted, we started talking about the types of abuse. Of course, there's physical abuse.
Emotional.
You know, whether it's the abuse is non-accidental use of force against the elderly person that results in injury, physical results, hitting, shoving, inappropriate use of drugs, restraint, confinement. This sounds like something out of the Rocky Horror Show, but folks, this happens. We've seen it personally in our firms. And then, Ted, you started talking about the emotional abuse, and this is huge.
That's, you know, threats and verbal attacks and rejection and isolation, belittling, that type of conduct will get you there. And then, of course, there's kind of the more common categories, which is just outright exploitation. It's theft and fraud and misuse or of authority. Undue influence, Rick, is another big one that we get
On the emotional one, I want to focus on that a little bit, though, because I think it's somewhat the root of almost all of the other ones. It's where the emotional things take place and the psychological process that goes on for people that are being the abuser versus the abused. And emotional abuse can be both verbal and nonverbal. It, you know, doesn't have to be just everything. I mean, the verbal's kind of easy. I mean, if you're constantly yelling and threatening at your senior, or it's everything is ridicule or humiliation, always blaming, scapegoating. Well, if it wasn't for you, I'd have a life. And, you know, different things like that.
The other type, Rick, is just straight out ignoring the person, right? That's just...
Yeah, these nonverbal.
Right, right. Just ignoring people. And that's another ground, by the way, folks, in the state of Washington for bringing what we call vulnerable adult petitions. And that's a protective measure that's out there, a very powerful tool, actually. And one thing that the courts are really, really good about helping people with, by the way, Rick, are these types of petitions. They will actually help you complete these forms and quasi-provide legal advice, even though they're not supposed
even
to.
Even though they're not supposed to. But
this is one area of the law where they take this very seriously, and they will help you. Third floor, King County Courthouse, just down King County Courthouse, just down the road from here, and they can help you out down there to get
so you know, these nonverbal psychological things, like we said, ignoring the person, terrorizing them, menacing them, just scaring the hell out of them is something that happens. But then, you know, one of the most common that I see, and I think is one of the key components that allows a person to be exploited, is that the exploiter isolates them from friends, families,
that's the most
and activities.
Thing for sure. That's the most common thing there is.
I mean, we saw this so prevalently in the Casey Kasem situation. And, of course, his daughter, Carrie, a great friend and someone I respect a great deal, has been going around the country, been up here, been on a radio program. She's been at events. She's just gone all over the nation trying to help create laws to help prevent isolation, because most states don't have any laws that would protect, you know, the family being able to communicate with the senior if they're under the care of someone else. Say it's a second marriage later in life. It's a step relationship, or there's a professional involved or something. But isolation is something that is really, really prevalent and is almost always a leading indicator in, 90% of the cases we see, these folks have, in fact, been isolated. And it just opens the door to all the other types of behavior. And, you know, something we don't even think about as we, you know, as we age, and that is sexual abuse of elders. You know, folks, sexual abuse of children, sexual abuse of elders is right up there with the most reprehensible of crimes against humanity that I can imagine. But sexual abuse is any contact with an elderly person without their consent. Such contact, as we know, could be obviously physical, sexual activities, Or it could be maybe showing them pornographic material or forcing them to watch, you know, sex acts or forcing the elder to undress and different things like this that folks,
a lot of this happens.
Intimidation, and it just goes on and on.
A lot of this sometimes, Rick, is elder on elder abuse. When we get into nursing homes and things like this, this is a real big issue that's going on in these homes, is this type of abuse. And the law enforcement in particular is really kind of at a loss as to what to do with this, and so is Adult Protective Services in many cases. They just it's the adult on adult thing. The elder on elder thing is a very different category.
It has been something that's hard to wrap your head around when you're sitting here thinking about things like that. Yep. But, you know, when we look at the setups for the exploiter, you know, physical abuse is obvious, something that can get very dramatic results very quickly to scare this person into saying, oh, my God, if I don't do this, something's going to bad happen to me, the emotional and sexual abuse. You know what? You know, I'd like to, well, we're going to continue talking this, but we got to take a quick break. And then your calls at 800-465-8770 on KTTH, your partner in law. We're going to be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner-in-Law here on Cairo and KTTH. Hey, Rick, I know you've got a class coming up on October 23rd in Bellevue. I got to tell you, just personally, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped me put in place for my family. I know that we have the proper plan now, and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that. October 23rd at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, we're back. Hey, I'm Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates, attorney and counselor at law, in with Ted Hansen, attorney and counselor at law at Gregorick & Associates. Find us at rjglegal.com. And, of course, you can always find us on yourpartnerinlaw.com. The hotline today to give us a call, and we'd love to chat with you this morning. Our topic is elder abuse. But if you have some other issues regarding estate and elder planning, please give us a holler. 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. Today is a special presentation of our show, airing only on KTTH because we got the Seahawks pregames over there on Cairo. So at 10 o'clock, you might want to listen to that and think what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got your mic back there, Ted. All right.
I'm on. I've been on.
There you are. But you weren't going over. Anyhow, folks, I just wanted to mention, too, before we go too far, I know you're hearing the commercials and that, but Wills, Trust, and Mistakes is a new class that we have coming up in the Three Wise Men of Gregorick & Associates, if you will. Taking a lot of license there.
At least two.
You know, we've got Scott and Ted are both going to be there, and I'm going to be there, and we're going to kind of give you an overview of what can go wrong and how proper planning can help right the ship.
That's right.
Folks, as your estate planner, an elder planner, I can't prevent Parkinson's. I cannot prevent Alzheimer's. I can't, I can't predict or prevent any of these things. But what we can do for you is help shape the outcomes of these unwanted events that are likely to occur in your life. And I say likely. So it's not like, my house might burn down, so I'll get insurance. No, the idea of you might become incapacitated is real. The numbers are overwhelming as we age. By the time we hit 65, 70, the numbers are what, Ted? 65 plus 70% of us are going to have problems.
It goes up exponentially after age 65. In fact, when you're in that 75 to 85 group, there'll be three quarters of everybody out there under that age group will be having some type of disability, mental, physical, or otherwise.
So as we kind of been talking at the beginning of the show about elder abuse, the different types of abuse, how it comes about, and, physical abuse we talked about quite a bit. Emotional abuse. This is the key. This is the underpinning to just about everything. And so please, kind of pay attention to this. And remember, if you've got a pencil, write 1-800-END-HARM. That's the hotline to DSHS Adult Protective Services if you suspect that. We talked a little bit about sexual abuse in seniors. That's something that everybody wants to kind of ignore might happen. But, folks, it's real. And then, the other thing that happens so frequently is neglect and abandonment. But let's take a quick call here, and we'll talk to Patricia in Bellevue. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. What can we do for you?
Well, I just have been listening to your program. I'm going on 71 right now. But here about 2 years ago, I had an infectious disease, needed to be in quarantine, and I was transferred to one of these elderly care centers where they had two quarantine rooms. And I can't, one, they try to push drugs at you all the time, especially painkillers or anything that will make you sleep. They threw a pair of scissors at me because I objected to how they were treating my wounds. And I had talked to my doctor about it, and he had given me a prescription pad saying, please respond to the patient's wishes. And they ignored those. I went sometimes as much as 10 days without a shower, being sponged off.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about this. When you got put in that situation, you had a medical event and it required you, because of infectious disease, perhaps to be isolated, which is not unusual. But did you have any family members or close friends as your advocate while you're in that, or were you kind of by yourself?
Well, I have children in the area, but they were so stressed out because the prognosis was not good. Pastor gave me the last rites of my church 5 times in the first 6 months.
Oh, dear. So they were emotionally distraught as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they had never had to deal with this kind of situation before.
Boy, isn't that the truth? That most of us that experience this with our families, it is a first time. And so, for many of us, when we're experiencing something the first time, we're not sure what to do. And I think this underscores, you know, part of what we do in the estate and elder planning area with folks is we help provide, you know, a lot of guidance and a lot of instructions. And, even to, let's say, if you are doing your estate planning with us, we, you know, many folks bring their families in and we talk to them. We say, okay, if mom has this event, this is how you go into action, and this is your support team. And the key is that, let's say your kids, if they have power of attorney, healthcare directives, things like that, that's great. It's a piece of paper that enables them to do something. They still need to know what to do and how to do it. And that's where having a proper professional to help you, you know, we build in these help systems through education of the people that are going to be taking over for us in the event of our incapacity, and making sure that they have ready, available, known, trustworthy resources to call upon. We help many of our clients in these situations, helping coordinate care, helping make sure you get to the right places, the right people, and don't fall prey to victimization. If you can stay on through break here, we've got to take a quick break. And after that, I'd love to follow up with you a little bit more on the conversation. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on just one second. We're going to take a quick break, and then your partner-in-law will be right back with more of your calls at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770 gets you right on the KTTH hotline right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. Hey, Rick, I know you got a class coming up on October 23rd in Bellevue. I got to tell you, just personally, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped me put in place for my family. I know that we have the proper plan now, and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that. October 23rd at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. And I'm Rick Gregorick, in with Ted Hansen today. And if you'd like to join in our conversations, 1-800-465-8770. That's going to get you right online today. Hey, folks, if you're near your computer, make sure you get signed up today for Will's Trust and Mistakes coming up October 23rd, 7 to 9 in Bellevue. It's a brand new class that we're doing. It's free. So come on out. But seating is limited, so get your tickets in today, and that way everything will be great. Hey, do we still have Patricia on the line? Hey, Patricia, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just as a little backdrop for those just tuning in, Patricia had an illness and that required her to go into a kind of a quarantine type situation, went to some sort of senior facility, acute care facility for that, was in an isolation area, and then pick that up a little bit that, you know, you experienced some actually physical abuse, sounds like emotional abuse and all that. So pick back up on, you know, kind of what happened there and kind of the abuse and then really what the follow up to that was.
Oh, well, one of it was that even though I was in my late 60s, they try to demean you so that you take their word for everything. If you question anything, it makes a lot of them very angry. The other thing was that I was told I had to wake up at a certain time, had to eat at a certain time. Even if I wanted to sleep a half hour later, they wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, it's really...
And I was sick.
Yeah.
Did you have a treating physician that was tending to you this whole time?
I did.
Who would come and visit you?
Six of the finest doctors in Bellevue, and they saved my life on multiple occasions. They were above and beyond, and when I talked to one of them, he said, well, I don't know where to transfer you because I had a very rare disease.
Yeah.
I still do, again, but I work for myself, and I've been a consultant for years. And I worked for the State Department, and I was in Africa.
Oh, dear.
And I came home with a really bad disease.
Yeah.
And it was quite contagious, and most people died within the first 24 hours.
Mm.
Long story short, they treated me like I had no brains, like I wasn't, I was fully conscious most of the time, was in a great deal of pain. I also had a woman, I was in an area where, in a quarantine area, you had an aging woman in her, when I was almost healed about 14 months into my stay, she was 93 years old, she had MRSA.
Oh dear.
And I woke up in the middle of the night with her petting my legs and I got MRSA on top of everything.
Wow. Patricia, what guidance might you give to the other folks that are listening right now? Because obviously the goal here is to prevent this type of behavior. What do you think?
Well, when I saw how they treated people in general, anybody over the age of 65, they treated more like a child than an adult. Their manner was demeaning. Their rigidity about, if you didn't take a shower at the appointed time, say you were feeling sick to your stomach or something, then you couldn't have another shower for a week.
Oh, dear.
There was always a action if you didn't go along with what they wanted.
Always a very negative consequence if you didn't follow the instructions, yeah. Sounds Gestapo-like.
Absolutely. And so what I would suggest is to people out there, is listening to your show today, this is absolutely what every one of us need before we get in a situation like that. Because my kids were confused. I couldn't have any one-on-one contact. I had to talk to them from a distance or on the phone or through other people because I couldn't come into contact. And I felt helpless at times. I had a nurse I was in a great deal of pain, and she was dressing one of my wounds, and I flinched, and I said, please stop. And she got up, she walked over to pick up some more gauze, and she turned around, and she says, don't tell me what to do, and she threw her scissors at me.
Well, that's just totally unexcusable. And so, you know, Patricia, I do thank you.
People need to have a plan in place. They need to have an outside contact that they can call at any time. The other thing is I insisted on keeping my cell phone, and they wanted to take that away.
Yep.
And I said no because I felt like without them, I didn't have a lifeline.
Yeah. Did you actually make these your concerns known to somebody at some point in time after you were discharged, Adult Protective Services or something
like that? I did. I hired an attorney.
Okay.
And he said, it's so hard to press anything with these homes and stuff or facilities.
Yeah, he's really right. It really is.
I sat there with a representative. You tell people to call, you know, the state. Well, these people at the state, they were working with these people. They compared notes. They tried to get me to say things I didn't want to say, and I didn't. And I was not cooperative, but the state people threatened to say I was incompetent and delusional.
Oh, dear. Hey, you know what? We've got to take a break here again. Patricia, thank you so much for calling in. The best of use.
Well,
I hope you're...
thank you for taking the time. I've been very frustrated.
Your message, I hope lots of people are listening.
That I've reached out to in 2 years.
Well, give us a call at the office. Hey, Tammy, hang on. You're next up right after break. Your partner-in-law will be right back after this short break. And more of your calls at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner-in-Law here on Cairo and KTTH. Hey, Rick, I know you've got a class coming up on October 23rd in Bellevue. I got to tell you, just personally, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped me put in place for my family. I know that we have the proper plan now, and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that. October 23rd at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick
on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. We're talking about elder abuse today and that it can happen to anyone. It really, really can. And so, you know, we just heard, you know, Patricia's story, and folks, her story is not uncommon. This is the problem. It's not uncommon. Healthcare fraud and abuse, folks not providing the healthcare and charging for it sometimes happens on the financial side, getting kickbacks for referrals and things of that nature. This is with doctors getting kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies for prescribing drugs. So many of our seniors are over-medicated or in some cases under-medicated. You know, fraudulent remedies and illnesses, medications, just, oh boy. It's just this field. It's really bad.
Broad. That's right.
And, the financial exploitation, which we're going to cover a little bit more, but first we're going to go a little north up to Everett and say good morning to Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
What's on your mind this morning?
My mind is, my brother, is a vulnerable adult and, he's had brain damage, and he's married to this woman. And she threatened, you know, she tries to keep me out of his life because she isolated him. And like 2 years, I finally got him a phone, broke his isolation, and he's on the phone all the time begging me and crying to help him. And she's stolen all his money, and he starves. And finally I finally caught her, and we have an appointment on Monday with the Social Security investigator. But I'm scared of really putting the hammer down because she abandoned him finally about 3 months ago and took all his money. He hasn't had a dime. I haven't had a dime for a couple years, or years, actually. And I'm afraid to put the hammer down on her, like adult services and stuff.
Well, you know what, Tammy, when someone is being abused, it's no different than if they're being robbed at gunpoint or someone, you know, 7-Eleven robbery or just, a rape out there in the street. And then, you know, as hard as it is, until we get people being stopped for this and people realize there are consequences, it's going to continue. And this is very, very hard. You may want to give us a call. We could talk privately during the week a little bit to see, you know, is there a better course of action for you? I really, really understand your fear. And
I'm fearful to put the hammer down on her because she will torture him even though she took his money and went and lived someplace else.
Right. Well, we need to make sure
he needs to be in a different living arrangement, it sounds like. And by the way, with Adult Protective Services, you can be anonymous and report these types of things. Now, she may ultimately figure out it was you that reported this, but don't be afraid to use the tools that are out there to correct the situation, because there are tools out there. And anymore, these police departments where years ago they didn't really take this too serious now have these financial exploitation divisions within the police forces in many of these cities, and they take these allegations really seriously. So don't be afraid to reach out and get the resources you need to help correct the situation.
Tammy, my best advice is be courageous in this, and yeah. I think that some inner courage will come to you. And I think the bottom line is what's right for your brother.
That's right.
And
doing the right thing is never wrong. Okay, so
I do thank you. It's obviously very emotional, and thanks for calling us and sharing that, because this is something that's got to stop. And you might also, in your situation, you might go to the website of Kasem Cares, KASEM Cares. That's Carrie Kasem's site, and there's a lot of information about adults being isolated and her efforts there. So she could be a resource to you as well. If you happen to talk to them and her, I think that might be some help to you. So thanks so much for calling, and be strong. And like I said, if you want, give us a call over the next week and we can give you a call. You can find our number on the website, rjglegal.com, or on yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, folks, we're talking about elder abuse. Thank you so much, Tammy. And it as you can tell, this is an emotional situation for the person being abused as well as caring family members and friends and other community resources. This is difficult, and I think Tammy's situation underscores one of the challenges we have in that the fear of making the situation worse by reporting it. And I think, you know, maybe there's a potential for that, but we've got to address this, and we've got to start taking a head-on approach.
It's
got
to come out of the closet. You know, this is the same type of situation that we've had years ago and many, many other problems that are closeted for so long, and then all of a sudden they just blow up. This is one of those areas that we really need to do the right thing and to take action where action is warranted. And sometimes that takes some putting us kind of in an uncomfortable position to do that.
So. But folks, there is help. Give us a call. We can help guide you to other resources in addition to just your legal issues that you might be able to attack these things from the law. There are other areas as well. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. And when we get back, we're going to focus in a little bit on, you know, the financial exploitation and maybe some institutional challenges we have within the financial industry serving seniors. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. Hey, Rick, I know you got a class coming up on October 23rd in Bellevue. I got to tell you, just personally, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped me put in place for my family. I know that we have the proper plan now and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that. October 23rd at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law, our final segment of this hour. Boy, it goes so fast. This is such an important topic we're talking about today of, exploitation of our vulnerable adults. Adult Protective Services estimates that they receive over 100 phone calls a day, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Thousands of folks are being exploited right under our nose. And we need to all wake up and pay attention to these types of things. And so we've talked about, the various types of exploitation that can go on with seniors, between physical abuse, emotional, both verbal and nonverbal, sexual abuse, neglect and abandonment, even self-neglect as we age sometimes yep. is a problem because we've been basically abandoned. No one's keeping an eye on us. Healthcare fraud and abuse runs rapid at all different levels. And then financial exploitation. And this is one I wanted to key in a little bit because I just wrote a blog article posted last week, the 12th, and it's titled, Can You Believe Elder Abuse Will Get Worse? I thought we were fighting this and trying to make it better, but this has to do a lot with the structure of our financial industry. And as we all know, there's a great many of us, in fact, about 10,000 of us are turning 65 every day the next 10 years. That's 10,000 a day turning 65 for the next 10 years. This bow wave that's crashing over our society of the baby boomers, and there's going to be a short respite between the baby boomers, but then when the millennials come on board, we've got another tsunami of the same magnitude. Right. Well, in the Wealth Advisor's recent article, they report there are thieves and legal exploiters. The root of elder financial abuse is in our retirement systems. Uh-oh. Our retirement systems. That's frightening, folks. Please go to our blog at rjglegal.com, click on blogs, and read this article. It's really kind of disturbing, but, for the last 40 years, our system has required people to save and handle large sums of money in the latter part of their lifetime. And in 2017, now get this, folks, these are big numbers. It's hard to even calculate in your mind what it means. But in 2017, there were $14.5 trillion. Folks, that's 85% of the United States gross domestic product, GDP, is in self-directed retirement accounts. Those are IRAs, 401ks, all of the employer-based, whether it's private or public sector, retirement systems. This cash buildup is unprecedented. And we need to caution everybody because financial protection to elders it's not really there. Our financial institutions, with a few exceptions, do not have what we call fiduciary standards regarding your financial accounts. And what this really results in is inappropriate products by the financial industry, expensive products through the financial industry, because they don't have to put your interests first. Simply, they're not required to by law. The only thing they really can't do to you is an overt, direct lie. But lies of omission, not telling you all the facts, putting you in a mutual fund with a 3.5% load on it when you could have exactly the same one for nothing.
Something crazy like that. Yeah.
Improper annuities. The Government Accounting Office has found elder abuse to be widespread and a growing problem. And the fact that there's so much money sitting there, and as we age, maybe we aren't as cognitive as we should be. We're not paying quite much attention to our finances and the types of things we're invested in, the type of insurance products and annuities that are being peddled out there. I don't want to cast a dispersion that every financial advisor out there is a bum. That's not true. But there's some institutional challenges that we have with the industry. And that's what we've talked about this so often.
Which are really slow to change, frankly.
Our good buddies at Vestry, Tom Koch, Don McDonald, they have their show over in that other station, but we do lots of events to them. They're the host of Talking Real Money. They talk very strongly about the issues in the financial industry. And their particular company and all of their advisors are, in fact, registered investment advisors who are fiduciaries. There's just a very, very small percentage. I think it's less than 0.1% of all financial advisors are true fiduciaries. And we really just need to do that. But this underscores, again, the need for planning. So when we go through planning with our folks, Ted, as we know, we look at their resources, we look at the types of accounts they have, and in the context of an overall comprehensive estate plan, making sure that assets are titled properly, that we have the right type of documents, the right people in place, that's all great. But we also need to make sure that the underlying investments are proper and not exploitive, and that the profits from our investments are largely flowing back to ourselves and not flowing out to Wall Street.
That's exactly right. And the older you get, Rick, the less time you have to correct these kind of problems if they go south on you, right? When you're young, sometimes you have the ability to recover from these big financial hits. But folks, when you are aging and no longer working on a fixed income, these things are brutal. They really are.
You know, Ted, the Justice Department, this federal Justice Department, found that 1 in 20 older adults said they were financially mistreated. These are the adults who said they were mistreated.
Yeah.
Lots were and didn't even know it. In a recent past, in 1 year, the prevalence for emotional abuse among elders was about 4.5% increase, physical abuse up, sexual abuse up, financial abuse up. It just goes on and on. So, again, we need to really pay attention to this. Elder abuse, folks, it can happen to anyone.
It's frightening. It really is. And I see more and more of this every week, and it's really troubling. And it's, you know, it's kind of in its infancy in terms of how you handle it. But I assume through a couple of years of dealing with this that eventually these systems will get a lot tighter. And I already mentioned earlier how these police departments now are taking this very, very seriously, whereas before they kind of just brushed it aside and called it a civil matter or something like that, when in fact it's not. You know,
no, these are cases these are criminal matters.
Many cases are criminal matters. Right.
And you bet they really are. And folks, like I said, if you suspect elder abuse in any form or fashion, just suspect it, could be. You don't have to prove it. You can anonymously make a call to Adult Protective Services. They will at least get out there and do an investigation. You can also certainly talk to, you know, private attorneys. We can kind of help and sometimes give some guidance there and work with you there. But the number for reporting senior abuse or any type of exploitation against a senior is 800-END-HARM. Just ENDHARM, 1-800-END-HARM. Of course, if you witness someone being exploited or you see someone's in, you know, imminent danger or threat, this is a 911, folks. This is a 911. So as far as awareness, it's a 911, folks. We all need to become aware. Hey, we're out of time. We'll be back next week. And go Hawks over there in London. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek, simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.